Got a show, gotta go.
Wouldn't it be nice to do a Greg show? Then we wouldn't have to wait so long. And after spending days and days with Greg Jake, we would spend the nights together strong. No, we're gonna make it that much better. We can spend the night and sleep together. So let's talk about it. Wouldn't it be Greg?
From a desk in the Yay Network Studios, where an actual radio show happens. It's the Greg and Greg Show with Greg and, of course, Greg. Take it away, Gregs.
Hey, it's the Greg and Greg Show. I'm Greg Jake.
I'm the Beach Boys.
You're doing a fine job as a Beach Boy.
I am all of them.
You're Brian Wilson.
Uh-huh.
And Charlie Waters.
Uh-huh.
And
Davy Jones Locker.
And Pete Sampras.
That is a tennis player.
No. I always lose that game.
Mm.
So we both today, after yesterday not really bringing content, today we both bring content.
Mm-hmm.
What's your content?
Last night at the mat,
mm-hmm.
This guy was made turtle racing referee.
Oh, so you were a part of the turtle races that Big Al was so excited to bring to his bar.
The strangest thing about this was how many people were surrounding it. Like, everybody in the bar went out to see turtle races.
Mm-hmm. He told me when we were in New Orleans a couple weeks ago, he and I went to have a little late afternoon lunch, mm-hmm. a couple beers,
mm-hmm.
and we're sitting at this little bar, and he's like, I was like, hey, you know, you got any crazy things coming up or whatever? And he's like, yeah, sea turtles. I'm going to have turtle races. And I was floored by this because I'd never heard of such a thing.
Me neither.
But I guess it is a big deal.
Turt Tuesday, and it's BYOT.
Bring your own turtle. Okay.
And people were going nuts.
Yeah.
They loved it.
Yeah. He was telling me that a guy, some other bar owner or friend or whatnot, mm-hmm. was just like, you should do sea turtle races at your bar. And he kind of shook his head at it, like, whatever, that makes no sense. But lo and behold, he started doing research online, started looking it up, and he bought a tank.
The grossest tank I've ever seen.
And it's just on display there, too, underneath the big TV.
Yeah, it's the giant turtle tank that's murky as fudge.
Yeah.
And, but it was, like, people were going crazy. Screaming at the turtles. Everybody's going nuts. Bring out the turtles. People dressed up like turtles.
Was Michelangelo, Leonardo, were they there?
There were some Ninja Turtles, in effect.
So what you do, the point of turtle races is you get a big, huge square,
mm-hmm.
and then you draw a big circle in the square. This is what Big Al was telling me, so I don't know if this is how it went down. But he's like, you make the square, you draw the circle inside the square.
You put the turtles
in the middle.
Circle, and then they have to get out of the square.
Yeah.
So the first turtle out of the square wins. People bet on this. People love betting.
Yeah.
So, well, we didn't have a circle put down.
Okay.
So we just kind of, I found the middle and put the turtles there, boxed them up. And now Al also had a hazard on the side because he couldn't move this 1,000-pound umbrella. So we called it the monster, the mat monster, because the turtles kept trying to climb up it and sliding back down because the mats like leaned up against it. So they're like,
That's hilarious.
So that was fun.
Yeah.
And
now, are they fast?
Yeah.
They're sea turtles. So it's not like your normal
tortoise,
big clunky shell turtle.
No, they were, one of them was trucking.
Yeah.
This one dude bought it and he was talking like he was like a Hendrix Racing owner, and he's just like, yeah, there's no human growth hormone in that one. And it's like, then I'm like, hey, I caught him signing autographs.
And which is illegal. You can't have your turtle signing autographs.
Johnny Manziel, he learned that hard way.
Especially if he starts taking money for it.
Yeah, exactly.
That turtle, he just wanted to show up at the race. He got sidetracked by some memorabilia guy, taken to a hotel. He signed 4,000 shells.
Oh, man. He's just signing shells for a couple clams, if you know what I mean.
Yeah. Well, I hope all the best for that turtle. Mm. So what was the – so people were betting on them.
Yeah.
Like, how much could you bet? Could you just walk up and say,
buy the turtle to rent it, and it's your turtle for $5. And then I think there were just side bets going on, and I couldn't quote you on the price of those.
But there's a lot of people?
Yeah. Oh, there was like a good 100 people.
That is awesome.
And I'm there, and Claudia's husband walks past as I'm turtle officiating, and he's like, I'm at the mat, and I hear Steven's voice, and I turn around, and he's like, hey, it's Greggles. And I'm pretty sure he was talking to you. And then he's like, what are you doing? I'm like, turtle racing. And he's like, what the hell is that? Mm-hmm.
Turtle racing.
Yep.
The next big thing.
Exactly.
At a bar near you.
And he told me that I was a sexy turtle lady. Because everybody kept saying, Al, why didn't you hire sexy turtle ladies? And I'm like, am I not a sexy turtle lady?
No, you're not. You're not. All right, well, that's good.
All right, enough about my content. Let's go to the Greg Jake content that I've been on the edge of my seat for.
So a couple days ago, you weren't in the man room for this conversation, but it turned to deodorant talk.
Okay.
And what kind of deodorant you should use and what kind you shouldn't.
Okay.
What kind of deodorant do you use?
I use Degree Clean. Is what it's called.
Now, is that the chalky or is it the gel?
It's the white deodorant.
Use the white chalky deodorant.
Yeah.
Because we were trying to figure out, does anybody still use that kind?
I do.
The white chalky stuff.
Yeah.
Do you use the, well, not do you use, but what are your thoughts on the deodorant that is... like the goopy gel.
The jelly stuff?
Yeah,
that
squeezes,
always like freezes
that,
your armpits.
That oozes out of the little bitty holes.
I mean, I don't have a problem with it. I've used it before. I just like the chalky one.
You go with Degree.
I go with Degree Clean Scent.
We learned in that conversation that Nick Adams has a huge problem with underarms.
Nick Adams has a lot of huge problems with things. Man with a million pet peeves.
Mm-hmm. He does. He doesn't like mayonnaise.
Nope.
He doesn't like Fritos.
Nope.
He doesn't like underarms.
Nope. He doesn't like things that people say, like, give me a blank mm-hmm. when ordering food.
Mm-hmm.
He hates it. And it's like, you're not even ordering from him, and it's bothering him. So that's one thing that Nick doesn't like. He doesn't like when you know when you go, hey, could I get something? And then the waitress then responds, can you?
He hates that.
Hates it.
He also hates it when somebody tries to be like smarty pants with him. And let's say Nick gives the cashier his credit card mm-hmm. and they're going to give it back to him. And he grabs it and like they hold on to it for a second. And they kind of give you that look of like, eh?
He hates it when any kind of service rep toys with him. Hates it. But he doesn't hate it to the point where he'll verbalize it to them. He just stews on it. And then he comes in the man room. He's like, hey, guys, new pet peeve of the day.
He told me the other day that he also hates wooden spoons. He can't handle a wooden spoon in, like, lemonade or in any kind of a... He just can't handle the wooden spoon.
I love Nick Adams' pet peeves. Nick Adams is white people personified.
Oh, my God. He is white people personified. So, anyway, so we got to talking about underarms and deodorant. And then I was like...
What kind of deodorant do you use?
I use, like, Dove Men.
Are you Speed Stick?
If I have it.
Okay.
Like, I'm an equal opportunity deodorant user.
Uh-oh.
I spread it around. I'll do the Old Spice.
No, all the time.
You go... Flip Croft Cadero does...
Never have deviated.
Have you ever used...
Except for when, you know, and I have to use my wife's deodorant, which is worse.
Oh, my God. You got to
like
always
the,
buy two packs, man. Yeah. Two sticks.
Two sticks!
Do you ever use... Have you ever used the white chalky stuff?
Yeah, when Katie had some. But it's terrible.
So you used your wife's white chalky deodorant.
Does she use Arid?
She's into that natural shit.
What is it?
arid. It's extra dry.
Mm. What does she use? It's natural deodorant? Does she just rub mud in her underarms?
Yeah, she's got some Toms.
Yeah.
Natural.
Like the stuff. Sandal people?
It's Toms from Maine.
Yeah.
Is he related to Bert of Beeswax fame?
I think they are, actually. I think they're cousins when it comes down to, I think they're all in cahoots, you know?
All these natural really dudes are cousins. That's weird.
Okay, have you guys ever used the spray deodorant?
No, never.
Nope.
When I was in high school, I used Axe because I wanted to get chicks.
Because I really thought it would work.
How'd that work for you?
It didn't work.
Axe probably has, let's see.
Ever been like, is that Axe?
Mm, you smell good.
I was looking up like deodorant names.
Brute.
Sweat Defense. Responsive Antiperspirant.
Now, I used to get the Old Spice. I believe it was Fiji because it smelled great. But it didn't do a great job protecting my underarm sweatage. That Degree does.
Okay. Ooh, Axe Phoenix.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
It just says, hey, girls, flock.
I used to use that one.
Did you?
That was the one I used.
I don't think I ever used any of the Axe products.
Well, yeah, it was not your, like, I was, like, in high school when they came out. High school and middle school when Axe started coming out.
We didn't have anything.
Hey, that's cool.
We didn't have anything cool like that. Mm.
You didn't have anything, like, geared towards dudes.
No, just like.
It was like, yeah, it's, hey, this is for you or whoever.
I did fall victim to Degree, like, their marketing ploy of, you know, it kicks up when you kick it up.
Oh, yeah, because they have the sport guy.
Yeah, it's
and
like,
he's just like. Working out, and then the girl's like, then, I want your bod. No, different commercial.
Well, that's bod. That's bod body spray.
So ooh, all I think bod. About is that bod commercial.
Tight bod.
Love you, Jimmy Trevino.
Yeah, so anyway, we just thought it was funny to discuss deodorant and underarms. What if...
Okay.
The back of your leg...
Sweated like your underarm sweated?
No, grew hair.
Ew.
Like your underarm does.
Ew.
What if you had to put deodorant on there, and it grew hair like your underarms did?
I wouldn't like that.
That would be the weirdest looking thing ever.
But we'd be used to it at that point.
I guess.
But if it just started happening, like, tomorrow?
Like, oh my God.
That's a...
That's a what would you do.
That's a what would you do right there.
Would
grow
you rather
underarm?
Would you rather have
on the back of your kneecaps, or
have
you can only cry Tabasco sauce?
No, would you rather have Jamaican
dreadlocks?
Dreadlocks under your arms, or have tons of hair behind your knee?
I would say dreadlock underarms.
It'd be pretty Rasta awesome.
Yeah, and you could hey man.
Every time you lift your arm, hey, Yaman!
Yaman! That would never get old. I don't want armpit back of legs, back of knees.
That would be disgusting. All right, that's the content that I had. I was going to discuss the movie that I invited everybody to.
Mr. Happy Pants.
Mr. Happy Pants.
A movie that you both are in and wrote?
I didn't write it. I just assisted in the writing. As
you drank beers while the real people were writing it.
Yeah, kind of.
You were just there.
I changed a few lines here and there.
Okay.
But they gave me writing credit for it.
Okay.
So we'll get into that at a later date.
I love it.
All right. That's going to do it for the Greg and Greg Show. Thanks for listening. Check us out. Facebook.com/TheGregAndGregShow. Go shave your armpits.
Why?
You bring up a really... valid question.
Why?
Boo out.
Join us next time on the Greg and Greg Show. Things will probably be just as weird.